You don't go to an event like this for a learning objective. You go for an experience. You go for connection. You go to rediscover yourself again.
And welcome to a slightly different episode of Art Juice. This is honest, generous, and humorous conversations that will feed your creative soul and get you thinking with me, Alice Sheridan. And today I am joined by Kelly Wynn Conrad. It's so nice to have you here. We're going to be having a lovely conversation. Kelly has just sprung on me that we are recording for YouTube as well. Thanks for that. On a day at the end of a lot of busy calls for me, but it is what it is. So here we are. And we want to talk to you about something really exciting, which I'm going to let Kelly mention first off before we dive right in.
Hello. So this is a dual podcast episode. You can hear it also on Made Remarkable, which is my podcast. And it's really exciting to be able to finally come together with this big dream that Alice and I have had for a very long time, and we are finally making it happen. We are creating an event together in person in the UK, and it's going to be phenomenal, and I cannot even wait. So this is our big announcement.
This is our big announcement, and it is a very, I think it's a really nice example of where you have an idea and it ticks over and it ticks over and it stays in the holding ground. And then suddenly you start making decisions on it. You start making it a little bit more concrete. And then comes a moment where you really have to literally put your money where your mouth is, because we've
right.
made the deposits. We've had the conversations with the venue. It is booked. It is happening. It's happening on Wednesday, get it right, Alice, Wednesday the 1st of May, Thursday the 2nd of May, 2-day event. And then on Friday the 3rd, we are running an optional additional VIP mastermind for a very small group of people, for those of you who kind of want to stay on and join us for a really small group in person look at your business. So yeah, we thought if we're doing it, you know, let's
go for it.
Let's go for it.
So we did. We even got the domain and we're ready to go. And if you are interested, before we even dive into this podcast episode, just go to soulmateevents.com and get on our waiting list, because tickets are going to go on sale early March. Yeah. And it's going to go to our waiting list first. And we have very limited space. It's for 60 people only. So if you are even considering it, I highly recommend just going to soulmateevents.com. And putting your name on the list.
Yep. And that's gonna be the way in.
That's gonna be the way in. We're trying to make this as affordable as possible while still being a very upscale and intimate experience for all of our artists, creatives, business owners, those who are really ready to take the next step.
Yeah.
And we've been like diving deep into how we're going to make this happen. And I love some of the language, Alice, that you used around this. And I have it written down, and okay. It's like the kind of the heart and the soul. It's a kick-ass, dirty, soul unearthing, no BS, real talk, honesty, ready to make decisions event. How's that for you?
Yeah, that was me in a kind of, this is how I'm just blurbing it out in a, this is what feels right. And I think what we're going to talk about today is like how we got to this stage, both in our businesses, what has changed for us over that time, and perhaps maybe those moments where you had to make decisions a little bit differently, and where you realized that things were changing. And it's not just about decisions that you make, it's about changing about how you operate differently as a person. And it's a very interesting thing, because it doesn't come overnight. And yet sometimes I think you have those sudden realizations and those moments where you just think, okay, this feels different, or I need something more. And those moments, almost like where it just reaches a tipping point, where you think, I need to be doing something differently, or something that I'm doing in my life is frustrating me. I need to be making some changes. It's very often very easy to see those looking back. But I think sometimes when you're in the muddle, the bit that comes before yeah. that is the bit that's the muddle. And that's the bit that's quite hard sometimes to see a clear outcome. Have you felt that?
Absolutely. And that's where you need someone else to like reflect back yeah. how you're feeling so that you can like wade, like you said, wade through the muck and make clear decisions. But I agree with you completely on the fact that sometimes it's in the looking back that we can see those most pivotal points. And I think that's one of the reasons why we wanted to be able to do this now. You and I have been on the journey for a long time. We've known each other like since we've been on Instagram about a decade. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of like the pinpoint we wanted to like mark and discuss today. And the fact that we've had this idea for a while, which I think is awesome when creatives and entrepreneurs put that idea on a shelf and say, when it's ready, it'll happen. But something's big shift. Big shift, I think, over the last year for both you and I, where we're still very passionate about our work, but we want it to be deeper, bigger, more connected. Something has shifted, right? And so that's why now's the time where it all kind of like just finally bubbled to the top. And of course, you were discussing what you envisioned this to be. And at that moment, I was like, yes, this is exactly it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you found those words, you know, but that's when we were like, okay, we're both on the same page. Now it's yeah. time to move on.
I think for me, it's a culmination of something that I have been dipping my toe into for probably going back 2 years now, but I always mm-hmm. wanted to do something a bit bigger. I've had different elements of this brought together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. But I think what would be really helpful is because on Art Juice, there might be people listening who don't know you, and on Made Remarkable, there might be people who don't know me. We should introduce each other
yes.
a little bit.
Let's do it.
Okay, so I'm going to introduce you first of all, and then okay. you can fill in all the gaps that I've missed, okay? So, as is often the way, I can't remember where I found you. It must have been on Instagram, I think. And I remember seeing you as somebody who was very prolific. You had all your stuff together. You were teaching other artists. You had this amazing, you're so great at names. Like you had this amazing color crush creative. And I remember just thinking, oh, damn, that's a good name. And you seem to kind of have it all together. And we first worked together when you asked me to create a small video for your then membership, which was the first time that I'd had to do and record something for somebody else, which scared the pants off me.
And yet it was our most watched video in all of True Colors.
I mean, but it, again, it's also an interesting example of where maybe sometimes you need other people to push you a little bit into doing things. And since then, you've changed your focus more towards really supporting artists who really don't like this phrase, but there really isn't another way of putting it, really mean business with their art business, and supporting people at a much higher level with, it's called Made Remarkable, right?
Yeah, the overall platform is yep. Made Remarkable, and then we get into the weeds with some of my other offerings. But yeah, marketing, sales, strategy, I love doing it myself and then helping others that I've just really come to the point where I'm like, this is what I want to focus on, and kind of taking my art back for myself so that I'm making art for me now and not necessarily just
teaching.
I don't even share my art as much now when I make it, because that's not my main focus. But I love seeing myself through your lens. That's kind of a fun way to see it. I did hit a wall with my membership, True Colors, and in 2020 shut it down. Been in the process of transitioning ever since then. But I think it was about 2 years ago, too, that a big shift started happening for me, really getting clarity about where I wanted to go and then some of the tools I needed to get there. And a lot of those are non-business tools, which right. I think is really what you and I have both stumbled upon. The importance of all the other elements of our life supporting how we run our business. So big ahas. I took a big trip to Nepal And a lot of that was just, what blocks am I putting in front of myself that keep me back? Because we are our own biggest saboteurs of our life and our business. And also the importance of how I build relationships with other people has grown a lot since then. So I'm all in on my signature program this year to help creative businesses, basically anyone who has a serious creative business, really up-level it. And that doesn't mean that I'm done with making art or teaching art, but for now I'm going on the one thing.
But I think it's worth recognizing that, because I think when, particularly if you're at the beginning level of the journey, you think like, why would you build something? Like, you're building something when you have something that is successful, to be able to take that decision to stop it or to turn it around. Like, that's a hard decision to have to make. And it involves then a lot of moving parts. It's a big thing to recognize. There's often a gap between knowing what we need to do and the actually doing it. And I think that's quite hard to do. How have you had, you've had support though along the journey in doing that?
I hire coaches because I need a sounding board.
Yeah.
Not every coach that I've hired has been an ideal match. And then of course you and I basically mastermind together by getting on and just having calls once a month and talking through our ideas. And it's been fun too, because you and I have had a lot of ideas over the years. And most of the time, once we've talked it through, we can put it on the shelf and say, now's not the time. And I love that really what's happened is stripping away all that doesn't work to get focused in on what does work. Yeah. It's really more of a process of elimination than it is a process of adding more in order to make business work, to make life work. I mean, you've even mentioned on Art Juice how you love the book Essentialism. And that was a big, huge shift for me. It was like, once I realized what I needed to do was less, not more, and tap into the thing that really lights me up. Also, really what I'm good at. I'm surprising myself that this is what I'm meant to do, but it's fueling my fire. I never get bored of it, you know? And not that I was really bored of teaching. It was just, I don't know, I heard the calling and I answered. But yeah, to have to pivot away from something that was incredibly successful to then try to figure out all the pieces and move forward with Made Remarkable. But it's been worth every moment. It's just, it takes a lot of self-growth. I've heard recently some of the podcasts I listen to say, you know, if you really want personal growth, just start a business, because nothing will challenge you more than that.
It's so true. And I say that as well, that, you know, and also the business of growing a business can be as creative and revealing and self-reflective as making art. I think they are perfect partners. And you have to be prepared to go there. Like, you have to be prepared to do that learning, to do that journey, to put yourself into spaces where things feel a little bit uncomfortable. And it is never ending in a rather lovely way, because there's always just a next part of it and a next part. And you don't have to see that far ahead. But both, in my experience, have supported each other. Like, when I have made stretches in my art making, that has fed back into the confidence and the way that I make decisions about what I need to do in my business and how I want to work with other people, and vice versa, I think, as well. I think there are times where really focusing in on what's important to me, like, what are the core reasons why I'm doing this in the first place,
right?
That helps the way I make art and how all those pieces fit together. And I think for me, part of it is accepting what you really want to do. Like, for a long time, I had this big thing of, okay, are you a proper artist if you're also running a business, which is a membership for other artists? Because if you're a proper artist, shouldn't you be putting all your heart and soul into that? And I'm like, do you know what though? I like doing both. Yeah. I like it. I want it. I want to do both. Can't I have it?
Me too.
No.
Well, sometimes I think the art fuels the business, the other part of the business. It's like that. You're right. They go hand in hand. I'm not, and I don't have to rely on the art itself to sustain the business. The art is part of the fuel for the business, but the business is this other element. For you, it's your membership. For me, it's Made Remarkable and my coaching and or the art courses. Like, so there are always other ways in which we can use our art to fuel the creativity of our business.
Yeah. I mean, I've got quite a lot on this. I mean, I normally show my work at open studios and usually a couple of art fairs a year. This year I've also got two other shows going on. So like the making the work, it's there. It's forefront for me. Like I do feel that without doing that, I wouldn't be able to show up the way I do in my membership, because it's by being in the trenches of the making the art part of it as well. How do we juggle all of that? How do you make those decisions that you're talking about, filtering things out and letting things go, when actually you've got a lot of balls in the air?
Yeah.
There's a lot going on, and it's a lot. There's, like, I always think there's at least three businesses going on. There's the making the art business. There's the marketing the art business. There's the, you know, supporting others. Many artists have workshops or things that they want to do. And also many artists have other jobs. And we have family. So what are we on now? Five things already. Like,
yes. And then we forget about this part, the most important part.
Right.
The vehicle that actually gets us there is ourself.
Yeah.
And that's been my biggest aha, is that I, in the hustle, which I hate that word, but it was a hustle of building the business, I forgot about me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been a big realization, that without my health, without my well-being, without my relationships, I don't have a business. It's not sustainable. So that's been probably one of the biggest shifts. Mm-hmm. However, I haven't introduced you yet to my audience. So I'm going to like do a little segue here and say, I don't remember when, but like about a year ago, I went back as far as I could in your feed to see when it was that I actually first commented on your work.
Oh, wow.
Or vice versa.
Okay.
And it was, so my first time of posting at all on Instagram was 2014. So by the end of 2014 or early 2015, we had already started making a connection.
Had we?
Yeah. So it was long before I actually launched Color Crush Creative.
Huh. That's really interesting.
And it was long before you started Connected Artists.
Long before. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think you started Connected Artists about the same year I did mine, 2018,
I want to say.
Yeah, 2018. So we still had connection prior to that. This is just to prove that the relationships we're building online are real relationships. As much as my husband sometimes is like, your little fantasy friends online, I'm like, no,
there we are.
10 pals that we finally get to meet.
Yeah.
You know, so to me, you've always been the pinnacle of how to create for me. When I see how you present your work, how you honor your work, the types of work that you've always intrigued me. I've always thought your artwork is just gorgeous, and that you can show up gently. I'm a lot more aggressive of being online all the time. And the fact that you could build a business more gently than I have, I love that. And just, it's been really fun to like grow alongside you, and both of us having big dreams and aspirations and having mindset blocks that we've worked through together. Everything from, oh, I don't want Connected Artists to get big, or I don't need it to be a big thing. And here it is, a big thing. And also been really interesting is you and I have both had a lot of ideas along the way for our own individual paths.
Yeah.
And this was a conversation we had just a couple of weeks ago. It's like, why did we set certain goals and then never follow through with them? Mm. There's a maturity in being a business owner that you and I have both gone through, of saying, I actually can't physically do all those things, so I have to pick the thing that's most important. So all these fun ideas, like at one point you were going to create an art course, and then there's prints, and there's like all these things that we want to do that we finally say, you know what? We have to stay focused on the just a couple of the most important things. And in that, that's how the success happens.
It's hard.
It is hard because we're creative. We want to do all the things.
Yeah.
And if it's one thing I can say over and over, if you want to be successful without being stressed out completely, is focusing on just one or two things, making your art, and then whatever, if you want to like host a workshop or a course or whatever, like, but to do all the things and then have prints and stickers and do the shows and do the traveling work, like by the time you add all those things on, it's impossible. There's only one of us. So we have to like figure out, is it, that comes back to that decision making, what's going to be the best way forward, and not just, which is the angle I took that was wrong before, which is going to make me the most money, right? Mm-hmm. Supporting me and my family is an important goal. But then along the line, I realize what fuels me, what lights me up, is what's going to be most profitable, because then I'm more true to myself.
Well, you're more committed to it then, aren't you? And I go back to really early days, like even before Instagram, you know, when I was building my first website. And the irony is I left graphic design because I was spending too long in front of a computer. You can believe that now. But, you know, figuring out my own website. And I remember my husband saying to me, you know, why are you doing all of this? I was like there was a drive, like there was, right. There was a need, and that was the only way through. That, right. Like, that was the way through. And I had to follow that to see where it would go. Like, nobody else was going to do it for me. And also along the way, finding people who can like drag you a little bit when the going gets tough, or throw you a float aid when you need it. That has been so important to me, whether it is in the role of somebody as an official coach, or through learning through programs of various kinds, or self-learning in books like we talked about, or just personal connections, quite frankly. Sometimes it's just the connections you make with friends, you know, and those kind of conversations that you have, even through DMs on Instagram, can give you like the boost. And when that happens in real life, when those things that started online happen in real life, it is absolute magic. And, you know, since we had that 2020, yeah, right, you know, are we ever going to travel again?
Yeah, exactly.
The ability to do things again in person has been something that I really wanted to do. And I've done it in small ways, and they've been lovely. I've done social things, that was terrific. This is a culmination of both, and yes, I think it's going to be really exciting for those who come. I think it really, I mean, it's so cliched, we've been trying to write about it and find the right words for it. Almost everything we try to say sounds like some kind of hackneyed cliche rubbish, so I don't know what's going to be on that event page when we get there. Hopefully it won't be.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be a hard-led alignment.
No.
I mean, like, that is the ultimate goal, but that's not really like the cliche part of it, is not what we're going for.
Yeah.
We want it to be different.
Yeah.
And definitely different from our experiences online. Because again, like you said, you know, really, I'm grateful, again, I'm so grateful for online, because that's how we've built global communities. But the time is now to actually feel each other's energy in person. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, it is a big shift in who you are. There's no, you don't go to an event like this for, you know, a learning objective. You go for an experience, you go for connection, you go to rediscover yourself again. And you and I, like, I've had a couple of events where I've had people in person as well, and it's on a smaller scale. And you and I both walk away saying, wow, even for us as leaders of that, like, even as you and I decide to do this, we're like, this isn't like some big, huge, like online launch of a program. This is small and intimate. It's not like it's some, you know, the biggest profitable moneymaker. But we both have decided the reason we're doing this is because we crave the connection, and we know if we feel it, other people must feel it too.
Yeah. Yeah. I also think it's going to be interesting because you and I do have things in common, but we also do things differently. And I think there are areas that you have a really strong skill set in. You're, like I said, you're great with names. You're great with strategy. You're really great with like really helping people like pinpoint maybe particular areas and also really see that overall, like how this could be with this, almost with the structure in place of it.
Right.
And I think one of the things that we've talked about definitely having is opportunities for people to kind of spotlight and have those kind of conversations that you wish you could have that you can't have in an Instagram DM, but you can hash it out together. And what I know is that when two people are having that kind of conversation, everybody else around them learns from it.
Yes.
And I think that is super powerful in a way that just that to and fro, that flow is really important. And one of the things that I'm very conscious to be aware of within this time for this event is to give space for that ebb and flow.
Right.
To be responsive, to be reactive. So yes, of course, we're going to have a plan for it because hello, Alice needs some kind of a plan. We both right. need some kind
and
of
you
plan.
And you and I are both over deliverers anyway.
Yeah. But we've also just been talking about how important it is to leave space for responsiveness, for reflection, to adapt yeah. according to what happens a little bit and what people need. And I think that will be an also an important part of it. As people make the decision to sign up and come, there will be a way to start that conversation going right from that moment all the way through to the event and afterwards.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you so much for noticing where my strengths are. And I notice you in your way to pull out people's, like that part of them, that's which one of the reasons why we use soul in it, but soul led, like the unearthing of who they are and what they're meant to be. You have probably a little bit more of a emotional or spiritual based pull. You know, like you said, you don't want everyone always coming from their head, but to come from this part, the maybe the solar plexus of yeah. their being, and let like where does it feel in your body and your emotions of where are you driven to go next? And I feel that from you as you pull us through the decision making of how we got to Soulmate events.
It's funny because, again, we toed and froed about the name because, like, it had to feel right. So my company is called Soul Rocket because the soul is, like, that's the driver. And then Kelly has made remarkable. So she was like, duh, how about doing Soul Made? Right, done. We're in.
I mean, it only took us 3 weeks of going back and forth on names before we were just like, why didn't we just combine our...
But I think it's interesting because it is this thing of your strengths and also what you need to do next. Mm-hmm. Like that learning of what got you so far is not going to be the bit that takes you forward. And that part of me that is thinking, driven, planning, that got me a long way and only so far. And this has been a journey of, you know, ongoing, I would say, for probably 7-8 years, but more particularly like last year, you made that decision to close your membership when you did in order to focus on something else. I didn't pull back from the art or my membership, but I committed a lot of time for other training in areas that I had previously experienced and needed to know more about. And I'm not an expert in those, but I think the reason that I was pulled to do that kind of training and learning is built on what people have told me is something that I have naturally. My children might disagree, which is an ability to be sensitive. And somebody said the other day, you know, you have the ability to get right to the heart of something and to see something in someone where they're stuck. and where they can unravel it. And I find myself wanting to give that more and more. And it can sometimes be hard to do that in a large space.
Right.
So to do this in person,
it's exciting.
It's going to be great. And it's the most beautiful venue. And this was the other thing, is like, you have the, like, I, we had the idea for it. I had the idea for it. The space had to be right. And then I went somewhere
and
last
was there.
Year, and
boom.
It was just there, boom. And I was like, this is the place. So it's not in London, it's outside of London, but it's accessible from London. You can get the train up or you can drive. So it's fairly central within the UK, sort of between Worcester and Birmingham, that sort of area. So I'm hoping that people will be able to travel and get to it fairly easily.
And hint, hint, all of you who are in the North America area, the price of tickets to get to London is not too shabby right now. So it may be worth this experience, because even though Alice and I are hopeful this is something we can continue on into the future, there's no guarantee. This is our first. It's going to be exciting. And we really want to like fill it up with the most amazing creative souls, I guess. All of you humans out there who've been craving for something deeper and meaningful to help with decision making, to help with really shifting how you're going to move to your future.
Yeah.
It's the getting unstuck part. And, you know, you don't, as you had said in one conversation, we don't need permission for where we're going to go, but it sure feels good to get some validation. Yeah. It feels good to, you know, just have like that huddle, the pregame huddle where you're really like figuring everything out and having other people who are like-minded in that to do that.
Okay. One thing we should probably talk about then is who it's for. And I would say this is probably not the thing for you if you are right at the beginning of your art making journey. However, I don't see this as being only for people, artists who are only interested in business, as in running courses. I think what we're going to be covering in this time will be equally as valid if your key intention is to really drive your art making and your business to the next level from a point of view of sharing what you do and creating what you do and getting it out into the world. But there is a degree of really considered intentionality and commitment that I see this event being for, rather than people who are still happily in a playful stage.
Yeah. Everyone's at a different place of what their art and their art making means to them. And not everyone is on the journey to monetize and make a big business out of it. And so some of it might pass by you if you were to come to this and that wasn't one of your goals in life, which is to build up your art practice into some sort of a profitable business. You know, whether it's selling art, it's working with designers, it's creating content, it's courses, collaborations, communities, whatever it is that you're building, but that you actually have, you know, you want to propel yourself to that next level. That's the person. That's the person who takes their artwork serious and ownership in what that means as far as a business goes. But does that mean that you already have to be completely established? No. I think you should be a proficient artist, though, or creator or maker or expert in the field of work that you do. So even writers or makers of any kind, this would be ideal for. But for those who are already established in the thing that they're an expert in, like they've been making art for a while, they've been throwing pots for a while, they've been, you know, whatever it is that your expertise is, you're not just brand new on that path.
Yeah, for me, it's something about that really taking ownership of stepping into being the central part of what you're creating. like whatever it is that you're creating, whether it's just for you or for others, but that real ownership of responsibility and that time for reflection, time away from the everyday, time to have conversations with other creatives, see what they're doing. And yeah, just again, that real sense of, yeah, am I really doing this? And if the answer is yes, that's it.
Yeah.
Because I go back time and time again to this idea of not having gatekeepers.
Yeah.
You know, not waiting for somebody else to give you permission. And trusting that sense in yourself. Am I ready to do this? Okay. And you might not know all the answers at this, whatever stage this is for you. You know, you don't know all the answers before you start doing something, before you start building it, before you start creating it. You don't know. You find it out along the way. But am I really doing this? Am I ready to say yes to this and start? That's it. And whether I think there will be a lot of people who are have been very successful in a particular area and are now ready to make changes, to make different decisions, to do things differently with the knowledge, the experience, the wisdom that they have already from the path that we've all got to get to this point. Like, it's how you make decisions in life.
So what do you think really, like, we're going to dive into it. We're not giving the whole itinerary today or anything like this, but I think it would be really good to discuss, how do we make decisions moving forward? What are the things that you and I both see as, like, either obstacles or opportunities as we're moving into, like, hopefully away from, like, that 2020 energy and into, like, possibility?
I think possibilities come much more easily when you can accept the real truth of how you operate best, which is not the same as anyone else. And actually acknowledging the things that you do want and the things that you don't do very well. I was just having a conversation with the lady who did my facial. Do I look all glowy? About the fact that I don't think I'm a very good manager. I mean, we were talking about this in the context of my daughter's job and this lady's job. And she said, oh, people have left because the manager's not very good. And I was like, I don't think I'm great at it. Because she was talking about their manager being quite dictatorial and very strict. And I was like, I think I kind of wing the other way too far. Like, I leave it a bit open. I trust people to do their thing, to find their space in it. And then I sometimes have disappointments when it's not done quite how I expected or something. That's on me.
Right.
Like, that's on me to be clear or not clear. And also, it's on me to learn from my own disappointment.
Like, absolutely.
This is the thing, why it's so ongoing and fascinating for me. And we have to own those bits of ourselves. We can't pretend that we're living in, like when you said to me, you know, we're going to do it on video. I was like, oh, really? You could have warned me. I could put a bit of mascara on. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's just do it. But because the point is, actually, at the end of the day, I don't really care. Like, a little bit of me for a flicker might go, I wish I'd put some concealer on and I don't have any eyelashes anymore. But I don't really care. What's more important is knowing yourself and the drive and why you're doing something. That drives all your decisions. And we only get derailed when we get pulled a little bit off track by other people. That's the only time I've ever been derailed, when I've started to feel like I have to deliver what other people are needing from me, rather than staying in the space where I feel like this is what I do well, this is what I do naturally, this is what I enjoy. And for me, part of that is being a little bit experimental, being a bit suck it and see. And that might drive some people absolutely nuts. And that's fine. We all get to do it our own way. So I think really looking into how you operate and how those current decisions are affecting your life right now, I think that will be a core part of it.
Right. And I love that as you've grown and changed, as we all do. I mean, that's hopefully everyone grows and changes, but that you've been able to work those elements into what you already have with Connected Artists instead of having to like break it all down and burn it to the ground like I did. Not yet, but I mean, like, there's always going to be time for change and pivoting. And I think it's normal in evolution of a business that those kinds of things do happen. When it comes to decision-making for me, a lot of previous Kelly was, this is what I see other people doing, and I want to be like that person. Mm-hmm. And then what I realize now after, and this comes, you know, experience creates a little bit of wisdom in this, is nobody knows really what they're doing. We're all just making it up. And the best offer you can make, the best business you can design, is the one that feels right to you. And so it's like, okay, why not just try something new that's never been done before? Why not design it the way I really want to be able to show up? I think the biggest thing, though, is still remembering that it's going to be work no matter how you do it. You know, it's going
really?
To be.
Are you sure? It doesn't come through your letterbox delivered on a little package?
I know, right. It's not.
I think the thing in that to me is the definition of work. Like, I have been working this morning since 9 o'clock. Okay, with a facial break. But I get to plan that. And actually, all of the things that I've been doing today, like, I can't believe it's now 7 o'clock in the evening. Like, I've had a great day.
I know.
Does it mean to say that I want my every day to be like this? No. But it doesn't feel like showing up for work for somebody else and being right. Like, and being controlled. It comes from decisions that I've made because I've chosen to do things that feel important to me. And I think the other thing that I just want to say that has been so helpful along the way is just this idea of sometimes not knowing what it is that you don't know and really getting in a little bit of a pit because you get stuck. And I tell you what, I don't know, random thing that's come to mind. When our dog, when I was growing up, had puppies, they were very cute and they would bounce along the grass towards you, but there were like little holes in the grass in the lawn. And sometimes the puppies would just go along and go whoop, and then they'd end up like face first in the hole with their little puppy bottoms and tails sticking up the top. Like, because they couldn't anticipate where the holes were and what was going to happen to them. And, you know, pick them up and plonk them out and then they'd be on their way again. And I think that often happens in the journey as well. It's like we don't sometimes know where we're stuck. And I think that ability to chew things over and see how other people do things, it's also that sense of we only experience the world through our eyes and our experiences. And when we expose ourselves to different things, like to ways that other people do things differently, there are always little bits that we can take back, not in the same way, not in the way that you're talking about of they're doing that, I want to do it like that, but in a, oh, I kind of get it. Well, that's interesting. So that thing that I thought I couldn't do because, or it had to be done this way, I see somebody over there doing it their way. Huh.
Works.
What does that mean?
Hopefully you don't know what you don't know. You just really don't know what you don't know, which is why we can't make art in a bubble. We can't make work in a bubble. We can't build a business in a bubble. We need each other. And it's not so that we can say, okay, so I can do it like that, but it's like just opening up possibility, yeah. You know? And I think there is something beautiful in masterminding with other people. And it's something that I've craved. Like, I honestly think that Made Remarkable, a lot of it is I created what I didn't have that I wanted and needed.
Yeah.
And that's probably what you did with Connected Artists as well. Mm-hmm. I wanted people who were motivated to live a better life and to build a better business and to connect more deeply. I've always wanted that. And I've found it in a few people like you and a few other friends that I've hopped on calls with and just kept connections with over the years. But it's rare to find it in a larger format of other motivated creative souls who are willing to take that risk. And like you, starting work at 7 and not ending, or starting work at 9 and not ending till 7. Although sometimes it's starting at 7 and not ending till 9 and being okay with it because we love it. Mm. I love it. Yeah. You know, I love it. This is part of my work that I'm doing is better boundaries between me and work.
Yeah. And it's ongoing, but I think that's the thing, isn't it? It's like the pivots to really kind of make the life you love in a way that you enjoy. And there's a freedom in, and neither of us are pretending that this is like super easy magic wand. Everything will be fixed. Like we'd be the first to say it's not that straightforward. But I think there are these moments where you do have to, you make a commitment to yourself or you recognize that something needs to change for you. And I just think, yeah, anyway, the two of us are going to be there. I mean,
we are,
you know,
we're going to have fun too.
Yeah. We hope some of you will come and join us.
So we hope to sell out, but there's only 60 spots and that wait list is going to have priority.
Yeah.
And even if you choose not to come this time, put your name on the wait list so that you're aware of whatever happens in the future with Soulmade. I think there's going to be some evolution to this as well.
Yeah. So where can people find out? Because I think it's quite interesting. If you're listening and you're new to either of us, so you can find out a little bit more. So you can browse my Instagram, which is at Alice Sheridan Studio, or you can hear a bit more of me on the Art Juice podcast if you're listening over with Kelly.
Yes.
And then you go.
And then if you are here on the Made Remarkable podcast and you have not heard of Art Juice, are you living under a rock? That's what I want to know. Because everybody has and everyone loves it, and so do I. So you can listen to Alice with her podcast co-host Louise Fletcher quite often on Art Juice.
Where can I see you?
And you can find me on my podcast that is growing. It's called Made Remarkable. I do solo episodes and I host other interesting artists and creative entrepreneurs who are doing remarkable things. And that's the whole picture I want to paint for my listeners, is all the many ways that we take ourselves, our personality, our loves and desires, and all the different facets of who you are, and build something that's wholly unique and exciting and beautiful for your business. Plus, of course, a few marketing and whatnot tips. Got to have a few of those in there too. Well, I don't know why I love marketing though, but marketing to me is just communication and building relationships. So once you learn that, it doesn't seem so hard.
No. Well, I think if we combine going back together, we're probably on at least 25 years of experience of learning and growing and doing things mainly on ourselves. Anyway, so that is the amazing mashup, the in-person, what do we call it? Down and dirty, no bullshit mashup, which is going to be Soulmade. It is happening in May.
Yes.
It is happening in May and we want you to be there.
We want you to be there.
The place to go is to soulmadeevents.com. Get your name on the wait list. Find out a little bit more. Put those dates in your diary now, and then you can start making it a possibility for whether this is something that you want to come and join us for. And we're excited. We have got a lot of work to do. We are going to be putting a lot into this to make it something that we hope you will remember for a very long time. And will be something that you come out of feeling energized, inspired, like reinvigorated perhaps with your fire of why you started doing this, and feeling like life can be a little bit more simpler and straightforward. That's what I hope for people anyway.
That's what I hope for too. And I believe our goal is to have the tickets, open up the tickets by March 4th. So that's not long from now when this podcast goes out.
Yep.
So be first on that list at soulmadeevents.com. And also, I forgot to mention, you can find me at Kelly Wynn Studios. You can drop in and leave me a message anytime if you have questions. It's just me answering. I don't have an assistant for my social media, but I would love to have a conversation with you if you have any questions. Yeah. Just really fun to be able to connect. And it's been great. 10 years of being on Instagram with you, Alice. We're finally making this happen. We're finally doing it.
Yeah, sometimes things take a while. That's all right. It's grown up into a more grown up, fuller version of itself. So
I think you're right about that. Had we done it any sooner, it wouldn't have been really right. This was the time.
Yeah, brilliant. Right. Brilliant. I'm going to go cook supper. You're going to go and have an afternoon. And everybody listening, everyone listening, will have a lovely rest of their day.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.